Jobs also showed his feisty side in Moscow by insisting on talking about Trotsky, the charismatic revolutionary who fell out of favor and was ordered assassinated by Stalin. At one point, the KGB agent assigned to him suggested he tone down his fervor. "You don't want to talk about Trotsky," he said. "Our historians have studied the situation, and we don't believe he's a great man anymore." That didn't help. When they got to the State University in Moscow to speak to computer students, Jobs began his speech by praising Trotsky. He was a revolutionary Jobs could identify with. Jobs and Eisenstadt attended the July 4th party at the American Embassy, and in his thank you letter to Ambassador Arthur Hartman, Eisenstadt noted that Jobs planned to pursue Apple's ventures in Russia more vigorously in the coming year. "We are tentatively planning on returning to Moscow in September." For a moment, it looked as if Scully's hope that Jobs would turn into a global visionary for the company might come to pass. But it was not to be. Something much different was in store for September.